Yo, it's your girl Ree on the ones and twos again today. Not even on the ones and twos, but I'm just checking in with y'all. It's been a minute, right? I know. I've been getting myself together. I went through a lot over the past couple of months, especially since creating this podcast. I had actually reached my breaking point. Like Harry Hilson says, every woman got a breaking point, child. And what happened was, is during my breaking point, I actually also went through a spiritual awakening. And what happened during, with those two coming in together in conjunction with one another, I subconsciously started experimenting on myself. So, and this was with food. If you guys go to like my Facebook page or even my Instagram or anything, you can see before pictures of when I was a bit heavier. And then I got a lot more toned and a lot more leaner. And then I had stopped eating a bunch of stuff. I cut out a whole bunch of different stuff, you guys. And I started back eating them because I really didn't have a choice. Was one, because I reached a point of what we call westernized poverty. And I didn't have any other choice but to eat the things that, you know, was available in the hood. I was on a ramen noodle diet. I was eating, you know, ham sandwiches, bologna sandwiches, things like that. I started back eating beef, drinking pop, soda and juice, bread, eggs, fried foods, turkey, canned foods and candy, and drinking faucet water, basically. So what ended up happening with me eating all this stuff, I ended up getting a huge blemish on my right cheek because it was a pimple there that I was trying to, that I didn't know was sitting up under my skin. And I ended up messing with it, actually. And it left a huge blemish on my cheekbone, on my right cheekbone. I also broke out in an eczema rash on my left wrist. And I haven't had eczema in about 2 years or so since I actually stopped drinking soda and drinking a lot of juice and stuff. So my hormones started to rage after that. And with that being said, when I say they rage, I'm talking about I was like a cat in heat. My sexual attractions to both sexes would increase or decrease depending on the meat that I ate. And as I ate bread, the yeast from the bread caused me to crave. And when I say crave, I was craving I've been craving everything. I wasn't even eating pork, you guys. I started eating pork. I had a ham sandwich, and that shit made me so sick. My yoni then increased its vaginal juice secretion, and my cum then turned milky white instead of clear, and then it developed like the scent of my vagina ended up turning into like this bread yeasty scent. So ladies, I'm here to tell you that it even boils all down to the bread that you eat. As I ate more meat, my period had got a lot heavier. Whereas when I wasn't eating a lot of meat, when I wasn't eating a lot of bread and things like that, especially a lot of meat, my period was not that heavy. My cramps weren't that bad or anything like that. When I wasn't eating candy or chocolate, my cramps weren't intense. Basically, my menstrual cycle was non-existent when I was really eating vegetables and fruits and things like that. I would only be on my period for like 2 days and that would be it. But what I noticed as I ate more meat and all of this other, as I ate all of these other things and more meat, my anger came back, my anxiety came back, and my depression had doubled over. All of these things had intensified. So I started smoking different strands of weed from different people, and I could start telling which was authentic, if it was hybrid, if it was stepped on, if it was sprinkled with anything, or if it was complete trash. And all of these things were in conjunction with the antipsychotic that I had ended up being on. Because remember at the beginning of this podcast, I told you guys, I went and I had a breaking point. Every woman has a breaking point, and I had a spiritual awakening at the same time. That breaking point that I went through, you guys, had landed me up in Rush Psychiatric Facility. So where I had to check myself in. And I ended up writing myself out. But before I left, they had gave me an antipsychotic. And I believe, I don't want to get the name wrong. So maybe later on in a different podcast, I'll let you guys know what it is. But with the antipsychotic, when I was in conjunction with all of these things, I was taking that antipsychotic when I was, and then when I wasn't self-medicating with marijuana. And the antipsychotic made me psychotic, depending on what I ate and drank that day. And then depending on the strand of weed that I may have taken, I would get even more paranoid. And if I wasn't smoking, what would happen is my mood, like, it made me feel like a zombie. Or it brought out the anxiety, it brought out the anger and things like that, and it intensified it. So it made me even more psychotic than what I already initially was feeling. These foods, amongst others, are all a part of most people's everyday life. The weed is what you buy on the street if you don't have a medicinal license. All of us are actually struggling, and some of us don't even have any other choice but to eat most of the stuff that I named on here. Yet they move us, they give you Section 8 in the middle of these high crime areas in these hoods, and they expect for you to live there. Then they give you credit when it comes to you living in places like this. They give you car loans, and then and the government and advertising agencies and things like that, they all dangle material substance and things in front of you that ensures you that this is what living is like. But you can't even feed yourself outside of all these things because you're keeping up with the Joneses and you have no other choice but to eat these things that I name. And they expect for us to keep going with this. They right in front of us. They dangle all these things in front of us and expect for us to keep up with it as well as feed ourselves. And all of these foods and things, it is shown to me that they killing us. Because now, like, my stomach, literally, I have a pooch to where I didn't have it before. And I had these rashes. And then, like I said, my mind is starting to play tricks on me again with all of these foods. So I just want y'all to take a minute out to figure out what it is that you eating. What are you feeding your kids? What is it that you doing when it comes to actually having sustenance? Are you when it comes to feeding yourself and feeding your kids, are you really watching what you eat? Other than speaking over yourself and watching your thought process, what are you putting into your body? I want you to take a moment out to just try to figure that out for yourself. And then write down ways you can actually change that for yourself. Replace a lot of the pops and the juices with water. If you don't like regular water, you can get actual fruit and make your own type of tea or your own type of fruit juice to where it's a little bit more natural. And instead of using sugar, you can actually use a natural sweetener like amber agave or blue agave. I found that those are a lot better than sugar itself, because sugar is a stimulant and it is addictive. So try those out instead of juice or pop. Or if you do like the pop, the little sizzle, the fizzle in pops, you can actually get a carbonated, like, water maker or something like that. You can buy one of those at Walmart or order it offline. It's really cheap, in order to put the bubbles in your water, and you can still drop fruit and stuff in the bottom of it. That's this episode of Talk Your Shit Read, just basically my experimentation on myself. And I'm not saying that this will happen to all of you guys, or this may be the reason for some of you guys' issues or psychological disorders or even the discomfort or the disease in your body. But this is just something that I deal with me and that I noticed with me. Tune in, Talk Your Shit Read. Make sure you go on my Facebook page. I now have my own Facebook page, Talk Your Shit Read. Is on Facebook. My personal page is Sharif Canvas Ashley. If you want to just shoot me a personal message and be my personal friend, you're more than welcome to be that. Also, follow me on Instagram, Talk Your Shit Read. TalkYourShitRead.net is still up and running, but it may be under construction very soon. I'm going to try to rebuild that website. I want to thank you guys for your time today. I love you to life. I love you to life. I love you to life. Peace be upon you.